I think it's proper to give some testimonies quickly. And I used to go to one of the largest, actually it's the largest Presbyterian church in Korea. Its membership was 40,000, and multiple services on Sundays, almost 40-plus years ago. And then the junior department, I was already a teenager at the time, and 900, it's a huge church, and it's a big church, but I never heard the gospel clearly. I didn't know anything about, but later on, after I got saved and learning the Bible and even Bible college and education, then I knew the problem because they did not believe, you know, this is God's word. But simply, maybe precisely saying they believed Bible contains the word of God, but we do believe the Bible is the word of God. So it's not clear on the deity of Christ and then resurrection Christ. And if anybody does not believe Jesus is God and perfect man, there's no salvation. And if anybody denies the substitutionary death of Christ and burial and resurrection for our sins and new life, there's no salvation. That's the problem. But thank God for a soul winner, and who came out, his brother Han later on, and from a Bible Baptist church, and actually there's the oldest independent Baptist church in Korea. And he came out. He had a small business, but he came out at least three times a week, presenting gospel, witnessing on the street. So this divine appointment, I met him on the street, asking. He asked me several questions, such as, "Do you go to church?" "Yes, I do." "And do you believe in God?" I thought I did, but the third question was 100% sure. "Can you go to heaven if you die tonight?" So I couldn't, of course, and. I didn't believe, you know, heaven or hell. You know, Bible is a good book, maybe good textbook, old stories, but we can learn many things. Western civilization and culture pretty much advanced. I believe, you know, Bible is the answer. But not personally believing Jesus died for me and rose again. So he invited me, so he said, "I'm not afraid of any death." So it's amazing. So then he said, "Don't you know John 3:16? At least I knew that. And so, not perishing, but having everlasting life. There is perishing means burning hell, and everlasting life is going to heaven. Because that is based upon the finished work of Christ on the cross. So I did visit, I didn't go to my church, and next Sunday I did visit the church, and the preacher said, and it's a salvation, it's not you do something. But it's something happened on Calvary many, many years ago. Jesus came and died for me, and he paid the price. So the salvation became a free gift from God, as I believe in it, repenting my sins and so on. So what happened? I responded to the invitation and came forward. And the same young man showed Romans Road in pretty much a typical way to believing Jesus Christ, and said, "What happened on that Sunday? I got saved." So I knew the meaning of why he wasn't afraid of any death, and he is 100% sure that he can go to heaven. Thank God for that. So I did not go back to my church, you know. That church is huge and many good friends and Sunday school teacher, but they didn't show anything about true meaning of salvation. So that became the Bible Baptist Church became my church, and so a month later I got baptized and joined the church membership. And so I went through high school days, and so I didn't have any specific call from God. But junior in a college, I was learning a mechanical engineering major. God taught me that my life was not mine. So I thought I have a bright future to become an engineer. I can join, and I may work any one of the best companies such as Samsung, LG, or in Hyundai. And I saw also Hyundai Shipbuilding Company, which makes, cars as well. And I saw many workers, about 20,000 workers in three shifts in back and forth. And each one maybe about 6,000. And not knowing Christ at all, God gave me the burden as I saw them. And so then he taught me my life, my future, my will. All those are not mine because Jesus purchased me with his precious blood. So I gave my life, my plan to him. And finally, book of Acts 26, and Paul said, according to his testimony, except it's binding, I want you to, you know, those, that governor and the king should be repent of his sin and so on. And so I surrendered to the call. I finished my education and by beginning working for Hyundai Motors Company for a while. Then I joined the church staff. I began working for my pastor and the music and the discipleship and other areas. Thank God for the opportunity. Then Dr. Shizom, the founder of Maranatha Baptist College at the time, did visit our church. Then he invited three young men, including me. So we came to the United States and learning, you know, some degree programs, and we went back. And so, as we promised, then several years later, and I felt I needed some more education and came back to school to United States. Then eventually we went to New Jersey. There, staying there, one church, 3 years as an interim pastor, but second, and we could plan a church, independent Baptist church, by grace of God. We stayed there altogether 25 years. Then 10 years ago, we are connected with Dr. Chapel. We are heading to the mission field, but not knowing the exact direction. But he invited us to teach there. But summertime, winter time, we could go to other countries' mission field as he requested, such as Mexico, Korea every year, then El Salvador, Honduras, and then Mongolia, and Japan, of course, and Myanmar, Cambodia, Philippines over time. So we could, you know, bring those lectures to the mission field. Sometimes the missionary busy and national pastors, they need some, maybe some specific topic. So we could minister to those people. But 1924, early part of God gave me another burden to go back to Korea. And as you saw in a video there, you know, the birth rate, for example, is 0.7, and the population just declining like it is. And like the Sunday schools for children, 50% of Korean churches, they do not have any Sunday school for children. When we had a vacation Bible school, when I was a teenager, we used to have 500. And today, that same church, they have only 25 of them. And we used to have a Bible college, and one of them, the largest, was 80. Just simply a Bible college, not a secular school. But today, they have only 3. And the last year, actually 24, that they didn't have any new students. So it's a very bad picture there, spiritual condition. And maybe 10 years later, 2035, they say 90% of Korean church, any kind of churches, they cannot have any Sunday school for children. It's a tragedy. And when they are so poor, they try to find something new or future and hope. And some of them, they found the real meaning of life and future in heaven and true living God in Christ. And I was one of them. But today, too much secularized, and they are not interested in any spiritual things and then not gospel. And they do not take the gospel track even, you know. So it's a totally different society. And they were, when they were very poor, they tried, they seek true meaning of life. And now they became prosperous and not anymore. So sad picture. And I'm not a Messiah, but I want to do what God has called me to do over there. So please remember us in your prayers, and we appreciate. So if you have any questions, and let us know, we'll be, you know, after service back there. And we don't have much time, but brief teaching from John 3, if you have the Bible, quickly. John 3, and chapter 4 as well, but just a few verses. I want to talk about Jesus, our example of soul winning. So, of course, that's not missionary's job only. That's not preachers or any others. And so all believers, born-again believers, who have a special privilege and responsibility to present the gospel. So we know the two individuals in chapter 3, that is Nicodemus, right? And the other one is an unknown lady from Samaria. And we have the same Savior, thank God for that, for all the people, not only this city, but United States and around the world. And there's no other name under heaven, you know, our Savior, Jesus Christ, alone. And He died for us, and that's the only way for salvation. And the only one way for salvation, as the Holy Spirit applies, that is believing on the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary, and repenting of their sins, my sins. But maybe sometimes same Savior, same Gospel, but different approaches. And Jesus showed that exact, you know, examples here. So two individuals, total different background. And so I may point at least 10, even 15, the two different individuals. And Jesus, again, I emphasize, same gospel. There's no other gospel. And there's only one gospel that we can be saved on the finished work of Jesus Christ, not our own, any human work or religion, whatever, whatsoever. And, but the approach may be different as the Holy Spirit leads us. So Jesus showed, so just quickly, chapter 3, it's one verse each. Let me read it. There was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So let's go to chapter 4 there. And maybe verse 7 right there. We can find, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. And here I may begin, and two different genders, you know. Chapter 3 is what? It's a man. And chapter 4 is what? It's a woman. So Jesus is a Savior for all. Whether we're old or young, or children, and men and women. And so, maybe sometimes we have different approaches and interests. Number 2, we can find the name in chapter 3 and chapter 4. We may not know her name. So simply the Samaritan woman. So whether you have a name or not, everybody has a name, of course. But maybe you are not much known to people, you know. But some people recognize like a president or mayor or a governor and well-known scholar or historian, professor, and maybe Elon Musk. So many are famous individuals and celebrities. But here, it's interesting, and Nicodemus, his name was written. But chapter 4, we do not know. Number 3, maybe social status. And his job was a ruler, maybe one of the members of the Sanhedrin, maybe one of the representatives in the Congress. So it's a very high position. The lady was just outcast. Nobody knows it. You know, they do not want to talk with her. So pretty much hated or neglected. Well, don't talk about her, you know. That's not my business. But still, God loves both of them. Whether you are well-known and nobody knows about me, and maybe, you know, nobody knows your social security number. You do not know my social security number. That's pretty much normal. But Jesus knows everything about you. Your condition, your background, and your maybe personality and your problems, and maybe you have strengths and weaknesses, whatever it is. But Jesus knows, and still God loves everybody. Amen. The gospel for everybody. Yes, you know, you may think God loves me. Yeah, that's true. Think God is an amazing truth. And God loves the Jewish people. God loves Americans, right? But God loves non-Americans. And I have both, you know, dual citizenship, you know, Korean and American. But out there, millions and millions, billions of people out there, and don't you know that God loves them? God loves the Jewish people. There's a special plan for them. Even though they reject Christ, they have a great future in a tribulation and a millennium kingdom. But Jesus loves Arabics too. You know? I visit, you know, probably you know the prophet Dr. Fegali. He invited us to teach about dispensationalism. It's a heavy course, but they welcome that doctrine, because they, whether they like it or not, you know, we are Arabics, we are Egyptians, and God is a special great blessing upon the nation of Israel, but there's a biblical truth. But at the same time, God loves Arabic people.
Yes.
And Jesus died for them. Can you accept that?
Yes.
You know, gospel for everybody in the world. So, and sometimes we just simply forget. Number four, maybe religion. Both of them, they were not saved, but they have own religion. So Judaism and Pharisee. And those Jewish people in Jerusalem, they did believe in 24 books of the Bible. You know, we have 39, but Jewish Bible have 24. So 12 minor prophets, a single book. And 1st and 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, they're single books, and the last book is not Malachi. In Jesus' time, even today, their last book is Chronicles. So, in any way, they, Jewish people, at least they say they did believe in those 24 or 39 books in English Bible. But Samaritan people, they only accept what? Five books of Moses, we call Pentateuch, and but those writings and the manuscripts is about 40% of them is corrupted. So it doesn't matter whether you have a good Bible or not, and but you know you can be saved by the Word of God,
yes.
The gospel message. Thank God for that. So different religions, but it doesn't matter, and Jesus can save anybody. Number five, one man is a Jewish and the other one is a Samaritan. Number six is interesting. And Nicodemus visited Jesus nighttime, in the nighttime. God can save you in the nighttime or daytime.
Yeah.
And Jesus met the woman, what, the daytime, around noontime. So it doesn't matter. And maybe location, place. And Nicodemus visit when Jesus was staying at a house there in Jerusalem. But Jesus met the woman on the, you know, well, spring right there. And so it doesn't matter. You can be saved on church property or after service. Or during service, like I think Cornelius, he heard a message preached by Peter. He got saved. You can be saved on campus or kitchen or living room. It doesn't matter. Jesus still saves any souls, any sinners. So, and we may think, for several years after I got saved, people, I thought people can be saved only at the church property, you know. Which is not correct. And anybody, any place possible. Then we may say the job. And Nicodemus was a scholar, and probably he was a rabbi, and Jesus called him, "Don't you know the Bible? There's a newness of life about regeneration, born again." That doctrine can be found in the Old Testament, such as Ezekiel chapter 5, 35 and 37 of the dry bones, and God's voice came and they have the life and everything. And the new spirit, and I will pour my new spirit on everybody and many places. And so he was a scholar, and this lady was a what? Street woman. And the morality, you may criticize some good moral people, you know. Of course, he was not saved here, but he has very moral, I mean, he was honest, and he was maybe man of character. That means before Paul was saved, as a Saul, he, you know, he, according to his own testimony, I have kept law, according to his understanding. That means very high moralistic, you know, standard there, you know. Always honest and doing something for other people, which doesn't mean you are saved. You know, salvation is totally different other than the keeping the law, but still is a high, very high standard of life. And but this lady was very poor and living in sin. So, but still Jesus can save. Thank God for that. It doesn't matter. That's not the way for salvation. You keep the law and doing good to other people. That's not the way for salvation. Then personality, and this man was very quiet and introverted, and the lady was talking with Jesus and very, you know, interesting questions and so on, and she was extroverted. That means as soon as she heard it, it's me, I am. There's a great statement, a great I am, and Exodus chapter 3:14. Who are you? How can I introduce you to your people? Moses asked. I am sent you. So it's a great statement right there. And Jesus said, yes, I am. So when she asked question, yes, the Messiah is coming, then he will tell everything. And Jesus said, I am here. You know. So in any way, and as soon as she heard a voice, and she recognized her sinfulness, and Jesus is my Savior, and Christ or Messiah, she left the pot there and ran into the city, right? So very clear change or transformation and different personalities. So you may be a quiet person or too much talker, it doesn't matter. Jesus can save you. Because our salvation is not based upon anything on me or you, totally upon Jesus Christ in his cross right there. Right, initiative right there, and Jesus met Nicodemus, and Jesus did not visit him. Actually, Nicodemus visited him quiet time, evening or night time. But for the Samaritan woman, Jesus began talking, give me something to drink. You know. So it doesn't matter. Sometimes I want to talk about anything about, you know, Jesus to anybody, but sometimes they may ask a question, well, why do you go to church? What do you believe? Then it's a great opportunity to present the gospel. So sometimes nobody welcomes me and not interested in anything about spiritual things about Jesus, but we can initiate our conversation or gospel presentation. So we can see many different approaches here. It doesn't matter. Still, the Holy Spirit may work on that time and place, and He can save anybody. Then here we can and about sins, and of course Nicodemus was a self-righteous man, very honest man, hard-working man, and he wanted to do something for his nation and people. Very good person, but still he had a self-righteous person. That means I don't need God. I don't need Jesus, you know. He's not saved. So, and he was rebuked by Jesus. You are a rabbi. You are a teacher of Israel. Don't you know the newness or rebirth or regeneration? And so, but the greatest sin is what? Of course, you do something that God don't do that. And sometimes you may neglect what God said. You have to pray and you should be thankful, and you do not do that, then it's a sin. But most serious sin that may lead us to the burning hell is rejecting Christ. Mm-hmm. So he's a very self-righteous person. He was still he rejected Christ. But Jesus didn't bring the same message to the woman. Rather, he said, bring your husband. Wow, it's a very powerful, you know, convicting message there. Bring your husband. She said, I don't have. I said, you are right. You have a five, you know, husband. But you're still living another man, which is not your husband. So that is the convicting message of Jesus. In any way, different message. Sometimes right away, you may bring out your, you know, sinfulness or depravity of human beings. But different ways here, different time maybe. Maybe number 30 maybe illustration. Jesus, to make clear or to make easier, he brought the illustration of a birth, right? And if you are born in flesh, there's still flesh. But you should be born again by the Holy Spirit and then so on. So here, different. And Jesus brought his type. And don't you remember in the wilderness and serpent, brazen serpent up there. Whosoever looked into that serpent, and they were healed, right? And Jesus brought a different illustration to clarify the gospel to Nicodemus. Then Jesus didn't bring the same thing. Rather, he said, okay, you are thirsty still, even though you have drink this water out of this well, but I will give you living water, and you never be thirst anymore. So, different individuals, different occasions, we have to prepare sometimes, led by the Holy Spirit, different illustrations. Number 14, how about the conversion of Nicodemus? Again, his personality is very quiet. So honestly, if you're a church member or some people, and they heard the message, it looks like he made some decision for salvation, but it's not much clear. So we may not know what happened because you, after this conversation, chapter 3, and we do not know whether he's truly born again or not. But of course, later on in John's gospel, he defended Jesus Christ. You remember his funeral, and nobody tried to have any funeral for Jesus. All the disciples ran away, but two brave, courageous men, I think Joseph and Nicodemus, came, give me the body of Jesus Christ. So it's more clear maybe 1 or 3 years later, we can see the maybe fruit much. But Samaritan woman, you may see right away, wow, she got so excited. Why don't you come to this man? This man is the Christ, the Messiah, and all the prophets and Moses talk about. So with transformation is a radical change right there. So sometimes we may see those individuals and sinners and maybe visitors and family members so much excited. Wow, thank God, Jesus Christ, and he saved me. And so praise the Lord, and I want to serve him. I want to join this church. I cannot wait for baptism, something like that. But it doesn't matter. Sometimes a few weeks later, maybe a few months later, maybe right away, still, that person is saved. Yeah. If Jesus did save, and the person put his or her trust on Jesus Christ. Finally, maybe Jesus Christ is presented as a teacher, and this is what Nicodemus, there's nothing wrong with that. The master teacher of God himself, life giver, and the Son of God, and the light. So that's the picture of Jesus in chapter 3. Chapter 4, pretty much Messiah. He's the Christ and the God himself. Quickly, I have just a conclusion. So, therefore, we should be conscious of people around, that they need Jesus in any way, whether he's rich or poor, old or young. And so it doesn't matter. We have to have, the gospel true all the time. So, and sometimes a larger one, sometimes a small one, like this, it doesn't matter. So I carry both, so you may give to anybody. So we should be ready to answer, and they may ask, why do you have the kind of hope and future? Yes, I have Jesus Christ in me. Number 2 is a big cross-cultural. Yeah, maybe sometimes it's not much comfortable, but Jesus was a cross-cultural communicator. And the gospel, and we don't have to, that kind of, best smell, different style of food, and so, but still God loves them. Amen. And Jesus died for them. They need Jesus, and through me. So, America is a great mission field too. We send out missionaries, and we pray for them, and support them, but United States itself, so many people came to this nation, so respect other cultures, unless it is against the Bible. And then, so finally, be creative here. So Jesus, again, the same Savior, saying gospel, but sometimes we should be flexible and creative to approach the people, like such as Mark chapter 2. Remember, 4 men took his friend on the bed, but they cannot bring him to Jesus. What happened? They just broke the roof, right, and bring him down. So them is very creative, So there's many different ways to present the gospel. So we should be creative. So I hope and pray that this may help you a little bit about personal soul winning. Mm-hmm. And big picture is church planting, of course, missionary supporting and praying. But still, personal soul winning is possible.